when you got out of law school, what were you looking at?
I was looking at just over $100,000 in debt. And I was like, I'll just take out a loan. I'll get a job and pay it back. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at what that means for monthly payments for what seemed like the rest of my life. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is not going to work. So I was actually a lawyer by day and delivered pizza for Domino's by night. So I worked nights and weekends, and each tip, every paycheck went to paying off student loans. And I'm out of student loan debt. But you still have that, I still have that every dollar has a purpose. So it transitioned from getting out of debt to being able to be financially independent. And it's not because I hate work, I actually love my job, but how many stories do you have to read about a plant closing? Or for me, the insurance companies can go a different route, and who knows what AI is going to do. So I didn't want to be in a position where I had to work. And if the job was still there, great. If not, I've created my own plan B. And so it's just about having options. But that's my get out of debt story. So it was before Uber, before Postmates. I was just working for Domino's delivering pizzas to get out of debt.
How many years did you do that?
2 years, yes.
And your personal wealth, any tips on how you created that?
Yeah, so what I did is I put myself on a budget where I was allowed to spend anywhere from $250 to $300 a month. Everything else was literally taken out of my paycheck. So I had to automate it. I don't have any discipline. I've never had discipline, so I just have to have the money away from me. So every time I got a paycheck, at the time it was T. Rowe Price because I couldn't afford Vanguard, because I think for Vanguard you had to have $3,000 to open a fund. So for me it was T. Rowe Price. They would automatically take everything out of my account except what I needed for bills. The bills were automatically paid. And so I was left with $250 a month, and that was my spending money for the month. And I just maintained that. So it's not something I did. Everything was just automatically invested into an S&P 500 index fund. So that maxed out my 401k, basically, and then maxed out the Roth IRA, and just left me with $250 a month. And I still do that to this day.
You're the best. That's why I love you.
No, it's all about the systems, because I get too cute by half. So if you can just have a system set up so that you know how you're going to deal with it, it prevents you from actually having to deal with it.
Structure.
Discipline. No discipline. Should we buy my wheat berries?
Yes.
I don't think they have the shepherd's salad.